ever try to build something with someone when you're miles apart? It's tough, right?
Yeah, it's like trying to play charades through a tin can telephone.
Exactly. Now imagine having to design a building like that. Blueprints, 3D models. It's just not the same as being in the same room.
And so much gets lost in translation. You miss those little nods, those aha moments that happen when you're truly collaborating in a shared space.
Which is where CleavyR comes in. And today's deep dive, folks, get ready, because we're about to step into the future of design.
What's so exciting about CleavyR is that it's not just trying to make design easier, it's fundamentally changing how we approach collaboration.
Okay, before we get ahead of ourselves, what exactly is CleavyR?
Imagine putting on a headset and stepping inside a virtual world, right? But it's not just any world. You can walk around a building you're designing, move furniture with your bare hands.
Oh, hold on, with your hands. No mouse, no keyboard, no clunky VR controllers.
Exactly. Yeah. And the best part, you can have your collaborators right there with you, experiencing the same changes in real time.
Even if they're on the other side of the world.
Exactly. It's like having a shared design studio that exists entirely in virtual reality.
Okay, my mind is already blown. No more architects arguing over tiny models, right?
Lexa got it.
Sign me up. But how does it actually work? I mean, is this some kind of super advanced, top secret tech?
It's surprisingly intuitive, actually. CleavyR uses a combination of technology you might already be familiar with. You've got the Oculus Rift for the visuals, for starters.
Okay, so the headset check.
Right. And then you've got the Leap motion sensor, which is what tracks your hand movements with incredible precision.
So, like, I could reach out, grab a virtual chair, and move it across the room just using my hands.
You got it. It's all designed to feel completely natural. It's like you're extending your hands into the virtual world.
Okay, that's seriously cool. But what about those awkward controllers you usually see with VR? Are we going to end up with virtual carpal tunnel from holding our hands up all the time?
That's one of the coolest things about CleavyR. They've completely eliminated the need for controllers.
No controllers at all. So it's all gesture-based.
Exactly. Your hands are your tools, just like in the real world. It's all about intuitive gestures, like pinching to grab and move objects.
So, like, Minority Report, but for interior design.
You got it. It's all about minimizing hand fatigue and making the experience feel as natural as possible.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
But it's not just the hardware, right? There's some serious software magic happening behind the scenes to make all this work, especially with multiple people collaborating at once.
Absolutely. Think of it like this. Unity software is like the engine that powers the entire VR experience.
Okay, so Unity is like the foundation that everything else is built on.
Exactly. It takes all those hand movements, object interactions, and translates them into a seamless virtual world.
And how do they make sure everything stays in sync, especially with multiple people in the same virtual space?
That's where Photon comes in.
Photon.
Yeah. Photon's this really cool technology that ensures real-time collaboration.
So Photon is like the invisible thread connecting everyone in that virtual space, making sure that if I move a chair, everyone else sees it move at the exact same time.
Exactly. And that's really the key here, that real-time collaboration. It's what makes CleavyR such a game changer.
This is already blowing my mind, and we've only just scratched the surface of what CleavyR can do. Okay, so I'm picturing myself inside this virtual world, hands ready to remodel. But give me the view from 30,000 feet here. What's the big picture impact CleavyR could have?
It's not just about, you know, moving a virtual couch a few inches to the left. It's about transforming how we experience and shape the spaces around us.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Imagine an architect, right? Instead of showing a client a flat blueprint, they can actually walk them through their future home in virtual reality.
Whoa, so you're saying no more trying to decipher those miniature models or getting lost in the technical drawings.
Exactly. With CleavyR, you can feel the flow of the space, see how the light hits at different times of day, all before a single brick is laid.
That's incredible. It's like stepping inside the design itself.
Exactly. And because it's collaborative, everyone involved, from the architects and engineers to the clients themselves, can provide input and make changes in real time.
So no more back and forth, no more miscommunication.
Exactly. Everyone's literally on the same page, working together in the same virtual space.
So what you're saying is, goodbye foam boards and glue guns. Hello, virtual reality.
Precisely. And the best part is, the applications go way beyond architecture.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, the research paper highlights how CleavyR can be a game changer for sports, for example.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
Imagine a swim coach. Right. Okay. But instead of just watching from the side of the pool, they can choreograph routines by actually being immersed in the action in virtual reality.
Hold on, are we talking about virtual swimmers now?
You got it. The coach could be right there with them, adjusting their positions, timing, formations, all with a few hand gestures.
So instead of waiting for the athletes to get in the water and practice, a coach could test out different strategies and get instant feedback on what works and what doesn't.
Precisely. They can see how the routine flows together from every angle, identify potential collisions before they happen, even get input from the athletes themselves, all in real time.
This is blowing my mind. It's like we're talking about the future of collaboration, mm-hmm. not just in design, but in countless fields.
Exactly. And we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
It all sounds amazing, but I have to imagine there are still some kinks to work out, right? I mean, technology isn't perfect, even as cool as this sounds.
Oh, absolutely. CleVR is still in its early stages, and the researchers are very upfront about the fact that there's always room for improvement.
So what are some of the areas they're focused on? What are the next steps for CleVR?
Well, one of the big things they're working on is enhancing the feeling of true presence in that virtual space.
What do you mean by presence? Like making the graphics even more realistic?
It's more than just the visuals. Right now, users in CleVR can only see the objects that are being manipulated, right? They can't see each other's avatars or their hand movements.
Ah, I see what you mean. It's like you're both in the same room, but you're not quite sure what the other person is doing or about to do.
Exactly. So what they're trying to do is add that extra layer of nonverbal communication, those subtle cues we pick up on in face-to-face interactions.
So like if I see you reaching for the same virtual chair I'm about to move, we can avoid a virtual collision.
Precisely.
So it's like, in the future, we'll be able to high-five in virtual reality after we finish designing a building together.
Well, maybe not quite a high-five, but you get the idea. Those little details, those subtle cues, they make a huge difference in how real the collaboration feels.
It's not just about making design smoother. It's about changing how we connect and create together, even when we're miles apart.
Absolutely. And as exciting as CleVR is right now, this research paper is really just a glimpse into what's possible.
It really makes you think, what other fields could benefit from this kind of immersive collaboration? What about education?
Oh, absolutely. Education is ripe for disruption. Imagine a classroom where students can learn by experiencing things firsthand in virtual reality.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example. How would this work in a real classroom setting?
Okay, let's say you're studying the human body, right? Instead of just reading about it in a textbook, imagine being able to put on a headset and dissect a virtual heart with your classmate.
Whoa, that's a lot more engaging than those plastic models we used to use.
Exactly. You can see how everything fits together, how it actually works. Or think about history students. Instead of just reading about ancient Rome, they could actually walk through the Colosseum in virtual reality, experience the scale and grandeur firsthand.
It's like stepping into one of those choose-your-own-adventure books, but in real life. Or virtual reality, I guess.
Exactly. And it's not just about making learning more engaging. This technology has the potential to make it more accessible, too.
Okay, now we're talking. How so?
Well, imagine a student with a physical disability who's unable to participate in certain activities, like a field trip to a museum or a historical site. With virtual reality, those barriers disappear.
That's incredible. So we're not just talking about making collaboration easier. We're talking about opening up a whole world of possibilities for people who might not otherwise have access.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this technology. It has the potential to level the playing field, to give everyone an equal opportunity to learn, to create, to connect with others.
So to wrap things up, what's the one big takeaway you want our listener to walk away with today?
Simple. CleVR isn't just a cool gadget. It's a glimpse into the future of collaboration, a future where our physical limitations no longer define what we can achieve, a future where human connection and creativity can flourish in ways we can only begin to imagine.
It's like we're on the cusp of a new era.
We are, and that's pretty exciting.
It certainly is. If this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, we encourage you to check out the full research paper, which was linked in the show notes. And as you explore these ideas further, ask yourself, what other fields could benefit from this kind of immersive collaboration? How might CleVR evolve to blur the lines between the virtual and the physical even further? Until next time, keep those imaginations running wild, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.